USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senator Joe Manchin, the Democrat from West Virginia, is urging his Democrat colleagues to hit the pause button on a $3.5 trillion spending bill, citing more urgent priorities like the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan and a spike in COVID-19 cases is what America's attention should be focused on. A former district attorney in Georgia was indicted on charges of violating her oath of office and obstructing a police officer in connection with an investigation into the killing of Ahmaud Arbery. Former Brunswick Judicial Prosecutor Jackie Johnson is accused of showing favor to defendant Greg McMichael, who had worked for her in the past as an investigator. McMichael and his son chased Arbery as he jogged and shot him on February 23, 2020 in Brunswick. The event was recorded by a friend of McMichael's in a car trailing the suspect's truck. McMichael's, his son, and the man who recorded the shooting have pled not guilty in the murder and are due to begin their trial in that case next month. USA Radio News.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you can get both, why not? Especially when it comes to health care. And that's MediShare. You get both. The typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. It's because MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge PPO network, so yeah, really, you could save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. If you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The State Department is attempting to reunite several children who were separated from their parents during the chaos of the evacuation flights out of Kabul, Afghanistan. John Clemens from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Some were voluntarily given even to strangers by their Afghan parents who at any cost wanted their children to live in freedom away from the Taliban. State Department spokesman Ned Price says they're trying to do all they can to reunite the children with their families.
As soon as a minor child is identified as being without any trusted adult, we immediately begin working to reunite these identified minors with their families and with their loved ones.
Ida came ashore as a powerful Category 4 hurricane Sunday, drenching the Gulf Coast with a lot of fresh water. The storm surge and winds caused by Ida were so strong, they even partially reversed the flow of the Mississippi River near New Orleans. That's something that's extremely uncommon, according to the United States Geological Survey. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
As many folks in the nation continue to be in shock regarding the Afghanistan withdrawal and the death of American men and women service members, Democrat leadership is saying climate change is what Americans should focus their attention on.
Past few days of Hurricane Ida and the wildfires in the West and the unprecedented flash floods in New York and New Jersey is yet another reminder that these extreme storms and the climate crisis are here. We need to be much better prepared. We need to act.
Global warming is upon us. When you get two record rainfalls in a week, it's not just coincidence. When you get all the changes that we have seen in weather, that's not a coincidence. Global warming is upon us, and it's going to get worse and worse and worse unless we do something about it.
What we're seeing now are cataclysmic rain events, record shattering, where we have unprecedented amounts of water coming out of the heavens all at once. Literally from 8:51 last night to 9:51 p.m., more water came down than we'd seen in the history of New York all at once.
Gaming streamers took a day off from Twitch on September 1st to bring to attention the hate raids that have been plaguing the platform in past weeks. A hate raid is when a streamer is invaded by hateful people, causing a major distraction while gaming. Twitch has been blamed for the rise in these hate raids because they're not doing enough to stop them. Influential gamers did succeed. According to data compiled by GameSite, Twitch did see a drop in viewership with the protest. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.